This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Congratulations are in order for Katy Perry, who revealed that she's pregnant with her first child with fiancé Orlando Bloom. The pop star, 35, shared the big news with her fans by showing off her baby bump in her new music video for Never Worn White. Katy said, quote, "It's probably the longest secret I've ever had to keep," unquote. Well, she may have kissed a girl, but she definitely boinked a boy. Supermodel Polina Poroskova feels betrayed after being cut out of Rika Kasich's will. The Cars frontman and Polina were married for nearly 30 years. Even though they announced their separation in 2018, the pair hadn't divorced and were still together when he died. It was she who found him dead. Geez, she must be feeling all mixed up. Sorry. Flavor Flav has gotten fired for taking issue with Bernie Sanders' use of his likeness and Public Enemy's name for his campaign. Flav sent a cease and desist letter via lawyers to Sanders. Public Enemy co-creator Chuck D has publicly endorsed Sanders for the Democratic nominee for president, but Flavor Flav isn't political or in Public Enemy anymore. I guess the clock was ticking. Former Friends star Courtney Cox has been cast in the Starz horror comedy Shining Veil. The 30-minute film reunites Cox with Jeff Astroff, also a Friends alum, who worked as a writer and story editor on that beloved sitcom in its early seasons. Just one thought. Has Astroff seen Cox after all her plastic surgeries? Oh, I guess that's the horror part of the comedy. Evidently, talent runs in Jennifer Lopez's family. The Jenny from the Block singer was a very proud mom as her 12-year-old son Max, whom she had with ex-husband Mark Anthony, took center stage during a school production of The Wizard of Oz. J-Lo shared a video of her kid as the coroner of Munchkinland as he sings and informs everyone that the Wicked Witch of the East is gone. Cute. Hawaii Five-0 will end its run after 10 seasons. A 2-hour series finale will air on April 3rd. Kelly Kahl, president of CBS Entertainment, said, quote, "It's never easy to say goodbye to a hit franchise that carried on the legacy of the original with such distinction while establishing its own signature style," unquote. Plus, we will miss the money. Okay, he didn't say that. Aloha! Macaulay Culkin seemed as surprised about his sudden comeback as we were after it was announced that the former child star of Home Alone was cast in Ryan Murphy's 10th season of American Horror Story. Culkin posted on Twitter, "I just woke up and saw I was trending. Can someone explain what's going on? Did I die again?" No, your career just got resurrected. Normani is opening up about her former Fifth Harmony bandmate Camila Cabello's past racist social media posts for the first time. She said, quote, "I struggled with talking about this because I didn't want it to be a part of my narrative, but I am a black woman who is part of an entire generation that has a similar story," unquote. My oh my, Camila, idiot! The story Tara Westover tells in her memoir, Educated, is remarkable. A story of growing up in dangerous conditions and going on to triumphant personal success. Educated has now sold a whopping 3.5 million copies. Westover was also named one of the 100 most influential people by Time magazine, with Bill Gates writing her entry. Get educated! Parasite fans will soon get an inside look at how the film was made. Director Boon Jong-ho is well known for his meticulous storyboards, often telling actors precisely where to stand in order to match his vision. This spring, Grand Central Publishing will publish his storyboards for Parasite in graphic novel format. All 304 pages. Sounds geek-erific. Lady Gaga's father, Joe Germanotta, is the owner of the Artbird and Whiskey Bar in New York's Grand Central Terminal, but he owes $260,000 in rent and fees. He's refusing to pay because of unclean conditions and the increasing presence of homeless people who he claims caused business losses. The MTA disputes Joe's claim. Well, that's shallow. Adam Levine has apologized for Maroon 5's performance at the Viña del Mar Festival in Chile and for his bad attitude. The American pop rock band was 30 minutes late to their set, and fans complained Levine lacked energy to interact with the audience. Levine said, quote, "To be totally frank, there were some things holding me back last night, and I let them get to me," unquote. Idiot. The current season of Superstore will be the last for America Ferrara. She's played Amy on the show about employees at a big box store since the series premiered in 2015. The NBC series will continue on without her after season 5, as it was recently renewed for a 6th season. Her last episode will be the season finale on April 16th. Clean up on season 5! The Oprah Winfrey Show is launching as a podcast with 25 years of episodes available to stream. The entire run will be released in 10-episode batches per week, beginning with the very first episode, which aired on September 8, 1986, and the last one on May 25, 2011. And you get a podcast! And you get a podcast! And you! The Trash Bin. Steven Spielberg's daughter, Michaela Spielberg, was arrested for misdemeanor domestic violence. The 23-year-old aspiring adult entertainer was booked into jail and charged with domestic violence, assault with bodily injury, and placed on a 12-hour hold. She lives in Nashville with her 47-year-old fiancé, Chuck Pankow. Yep, that's a close encounter of the worst kind.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon and Google have told their employees to stop non-essential travel in the U.S. due to coronavirus. DoorDash has filed documents with the SEC to prepare for an IPO. Europe's luxury competitor to Uber, Weely, will seek fresh funding and expand into either the U.S. or Asia. Netflix is a top performer in the S&P 500 this week as stay-at-home stocks remain solid. I wonder if we're going to see a baby upswing.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The new Disney film, Onward, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
My Turn by Bad Baby unseats BTS at the top of the charts.
The number one app.
Plague Incorporated continues to be the best-selling paid app.
The number one book.
James Patterson's Blindside is the best-selling fiction book.
Lady Gaga's cigarette addiction has, gone up in flames. She kicked her habit and without any assistance. She said, quote, "I'm not smoking anymore, but I'd smoke 40 cigarettes all day long. I quit cold turkey, but it was so hard. If you don't smoke, don't smoke, because quitting is worse. It's so brutal. And I will never smoke again because I think I saw Jesus for an entire week," unquote. Or was that Bradley Cooper? Well, congrats. Be sure to catch your residency at the Park MGM Hotel in Las Vegas. We're happy for her. And we're even happier that Gaga has dropped a brand new track. Here's Lady Gaga with the song of the week, Stupid Love.
You're the one that I've been waiting for. Gotta quit this crying.
Cause all I am-
That was Lady Gaga with the song of the week, Stupid Love. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.